Government Economics and Free Markets. February 22, 2010, Craig L. Bosley, MD. Can our free market economy survive the federal government? The President and Congress may get to learn what C.S. Lewis meant when he defined experience as that most brutal of teachers, but you learn. My God, do you learn. Hopefully, you do learn, but not always, which leads us to the economic theories of Vice President Biden. With sincerity, he claims that even though the stimulus package failed to do what the administration promised, it was still a success because it created jobs and slowed the rate of job losses. The same Joe Biden also advanced the revolutionary economic theory that the only way to prevent bankruptcy is to spend huge sums of money. Mr. Biden claims the $787 billion stimulus helped the free market economy by saving or creating 2 million jobs, only $394,000 for each job created or saved. But this is just the claimed number. The real number of jobs is much less, the cost for each job created or saved much more. Retiring Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, who comes from a family of Democrats, said, "If I could create one job in the private sector by helping to grow a business, that would be one more than Congress has created in the last 6 months." Might his be the most honest assessment of the stimulus so far?